Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tom Pitney, the Heartbreakers, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Lee Stringer is our guest. She's our new friend and an architect, a person who's helped help companies when they build their buildings for them. When she and her company, EYP Architecture and Engineering, when they build a building, that they go in and talk about how they're going to use the building first, and what's the culture, and where they think they're going to be 5 years from now, and that's what some of the things that she talks about in her book, The Healthy Workplace. Lee, thanks again for being here. I need a website. Tell folks how they can find you in the book.
LeeStringer.com. It's L-E-I-G-H, Stringer, like it's that.
All right, .com. Check that out. And the book's available wherever books are sold. When you say healthy workplace, I mean, as opposed, obviously, nobody wants an unhealthy workplace. Don't all of us think we have a healthy workplace?
Oh, I don't think we do. I think we know when we don't.
You think we most of us don't have one, or we don't think we have one?
Well, I think you know when you do, and you know when you don't.
All right, I might not. I wouldn't be so sure.
All right. Well, so a healthy workplace is one that is. Helps, you know, from a physically, mentally, emotionally, even spiritually. Like you're focused, you're excited. The physical place is really a manifestation of health and well-being, and because of that, you feel more productive. So mm-hmm. Elements of a healthy workplace include lots of natural light. Not always, but natural light is great. Green, the integration of plants or green or even things that look like green.
Lawn? A lawn? How about a lawn?
A what?
A lawn.
Yeah, grass. A view. A view of anything if you're at home, that's perfect. And, you know, a connection to, and those are very psychologically restorative. And a lot of workplaces aren't. They're very sterile. They're very dark. They're in basements. So it does make a difference in how we feel and our energy level. I mean, that's really what it's about. And it's interesting. I spent a lot of time with the Human Performance Institute, which is a group in Orlando, Florida. And they are all about sports and enhancing, you know, the game of top elite athletes. And what they've really found is that health and wellness is really about managing energy throughout the day, and for their sport players, it's all about, you know, match after point after point, match after match, and you have that energy. And it's the same with us. And so, actually, now they're training corporate America. They have this thing called corporate athletes,
right?
And they talk about nutrition and health and
air, the air you breathe. I mean, I've been learning a lot about negative ions in the air and how that affects your performance.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely does. And there are all kinds of new building standards that are hitting the marketplace now. Mm-hmm. One is called the WELL building standard, kind of like LEED. I don't know if folks have heard of LEED, but that's a sustainability standard.
Right.
Which has a lot of air quality stuff in it.
Right.
But WELL is like even more. It gets really heavily into air quality, water quality.
Right.
Lighting. So anyway, there are a lot of things that, you know, despite being in a dark basement, you can actually transform your workplace by using different kinds of lighting. There's circadian lighting. There's putting in fake plants. Believe it or not, psychologically, fake plants.
Something about seeing things. Water. Yeah. How about water?
Yeah.
I love water.
Oh,
water
features are awesome. Yeah. Little bitty fountains or fish tanks or anything like that. Or it could
but
be
falling
a
water, like a bubbling rocks or something. Those are all good.
Think spa, not casino.
Right. but still, we got to get our work done.
We do. And at the end of the day,
because somebody's got to pay for these bubbling rocks.
They do. And it sounds like, you know, when I'm talking, you know, I hear it coming out of my mouth. I'm like, gosh, you know, if I'm a business owner, like, I don't have that kind of money. I don't have that kind of time. But the truth is that companies that really pay attention to their people
right.
and the health and the well-being of their people are going to get their best ideas, mm-hmm. are going to get the best of them.
Are you getting pushback from older, I'll say mature building owners who are writing the checks, and when you're talking to them about doing new agey, new generation stuff to their buildings, are you getting pushback on that?
Well, I try not to.
You know, like the ping pong table thing you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I think you know, the idea is to throw out. What we try and do is throw out lots of ideas. I mean, it might be as simple as, you know, putting up graphics that show a lovely scene or something like that. It doesn't have to be, you know, taking up a ton of real estate.
Right.
But I do think they get it. I mean, inherently, folks realize that, you know, when you build your house, for example. You know, you really do spend a lot of time on the landscaping mm-hmm. and on making it well lit and beautiful. And why wouldn't we want that same environment for our workplace?
Right.
And so the question is, how do you do that in a cost-effective way?
And you talk to them about that. That's what you talk about in your book, isn't it? The Healthy Workplace.
Absolutely.
How to improve the well-being of your employees and boost your company's bottom line. So it'd be like a major visit from you if they bought your book, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Be like how many, like 29 hours of free of consulting for the price of your book, something like that, right, Lee?
Absolutely. Buy books, I'll be there. no, and it helps, too. Sometimes it helps to have an expert outside eye look at your space. And,
yeah.
Or look
I need
way
a website,
that you work.
Lee, I need a website.
LeeStringer.com.
All right, and the book is called The Healthy Workplace, available wherever books are sold. Hey, Lee, will you come back another day?
Anytime.
We've enjoyed having you here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Lee Stringer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.